a new Karlstad emerges from the Great Fire. The beginning of welfare. A great deal of construction took place in the latter part of the 19th century. This included the city's first childcare home, gasworks, water sanitation plant, and Karlstad's upper secondary school. In 1869, the long-awaited decision was made to lay the Northwest Railway trunk line through Karlstad, and the city central station was opened that same year. Following the fire, the still new elementary school was in a highly disorganized state. Teaching was done in temporary premises in large barracks and in Klarabori, which was also home for the poor and infirm. It was not until 1872 that a permanent elementary school, the Old School, or Tingvallaskolan, was opened. Karlstad's upper secondary school, today known as Tingvalla Upper Secondary School, opened in 1870 on the main square. In 1907, Herhagskolan opened in a building that was very modern for its time. The fun started in the 19th century. Public entertainment developed in Karlstad towards the end of the 19th century. Three of the locations from this period are still going strong to this day. A limited company was formed to raise money for a new theatre to replace the one destroyed in the Great Fire of 1865. This resulted in the construction of Karlstad's theatre. The city garden was established and became an important site for recreation. For a long time, the city garden was the centre for public entertainment in Karlstad. At the end of the 19th century, Mariebergsskogen was donated to the city by the heirs of Dr. Conrad Herc, in accordance with his expressed will. The donation was made on the condition that the wooded region would forever be available to the general public as a city park. The first woman is elected as city councillor. The first woman to be elected to Karlstad City Council was elementary school teacher Anna Ljungqvist. She represented a liberal group named the Friends of Thrift, Sobriety and Reform. She stood for almost two election periods between 1911 and 1917. She was a hard-working local politician, mostly focused on social issues. In the council, she submitted motions on a school for housewives with childcare facilities, a central home for labourers, and a one-week holiday for all the city's workers. Growth outside the city centre. Up to the end of the 19th century, Karlstad mostly consisted of Tingvallastaden, but on the map of 1908, we can see how industrialisation starts to take off. Kvarnberget, Viken, Herhagen and parts of Nordstrand have been laid out by this date, while Klara has been extended into areas belonging to Voxnes, which now belong to the city. A woodwork factory, timber processing plant, fertilizer plant and horsehair spinning plant were opened in Tornmastad. A glassworks opened in Herhagen, Vemberis started a business in Viken, and in Kvarnberget a wool factory and carpet factory opened. In the early 20th century, the area around the city centre developed rapidly. In the 1930s, 40s and 50s, the city gained the following quarters: Mariaberg, Kvarnberget, Romstad, Sundsted and Nordstrand. The Swedish welfare state was formed and the goal was to build good homes for everyone. More and more apartment buildings were constructed, usually located next to existing city quarters and housing estates.